It is Friday, June 7th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You will be able to see a list of all the guests that I have had on since becoming a hostess or host on RBN back in 2010. You may click on that radio schedule button to see who is going to be on next week or the week after. During the program, please email your questions or comments to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is David McGowan. He is the author of Derailing Democracy, The America the Media Don't Want You to See. And that was my first introduction to Dave's work. I read that book several years ago. His other books are Understanding the F Word and Program to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder. His website is davesweb.cnchost.com. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a while.
It has, and I'm really happy to have you back. And also, I really appreciate the expert research that you do, and you've done some marvelous research on the recent Boston Marathon bombing. And so you're going to talk to us about that today, and of course, we all kind of recognize, or at least most of us who listen to RBN and other such radio programs or networks understand that there are a lot of things that happen in that we hear about in the news that aren't really accurately reported, that they are false flags or incidences that they want to use in order to exploit their agenda.
Absolutely. And I've actually been taking a lot of fire the last couple of few weeks from various other websites and internet-based researchers over my positions that I've taken on the Boston thing. And it's been a strange few weeks, actually. Yeah, and oh, by the way, your name actually came up in my research about a week ago. I've been anxiously waiting all week to ask you if it is in fact true that you are played by Victoria Jackson.
You know, that is the funniest thing. Last year in June or July, an individual that runs aware.com, or let's see, WellAware1.com. His name is
correct.
Ed Sciarrini, and he made the accusation that Spingola is not my real name. He said Spin was my goal, and so that was just a name that I made up. And then he made the claim that I was really Victoria Jackson. And anyway, we'll get back to this on the other side of the break. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David McGowan. His website is davesweb.cnchost.com. All righty, about Ed Chiarini. He also made the claim that Julie Mitchell and Carrie Cassidy are the same person. And so I had them both on my program at the same time on July 10th, 2012. And had them both talking, and we also invited Ed Chiarini on the program. In fact, I had the producer call his phone number, but he didn't answer. And I'm certain that he was probably listening to the program. I think it was thereafter Chiarini was on Ed Giuliani's program making the same claim, so I called in and I challenged him. And he said that the only way that I could prove that I was not Victoria Jackson is if I submitted a photo of my ear. And he then promised to send me the directions that very day. And I am still waiting for those directions. So people make all kinds of claims. It's very easy on the internet to say all kinds of personal things about people, to say they're married to this one or that one, or to say that they're, you know, someone that they're not. Or, I mean, it's so easy to make those claims. But proving it is... Go ahead.
I had stumbled across some of his stuff before. He puts up these elaborate photo collages that, you know, claiming that, like, every prominent person in history has been played by the same actor, you know. And it's just absolutely absurd. You know, he claims stuff of, like, Freddie Mercury was actually played by a young John Stossel. And, I mean, just absolute absurdities. And I was never sure if the guy, if it was like brilliant satire or if the guy was actually serious, you know, and I never really paid that much attention to it. But you know, I've been delving very deeply into the Boston thing and attempting on my website to build the case that, you know, what happened there was not what we were sold, that, you know, that it was to a large degree a completely staged scene. And, like I said, I've been taking a lot of heat from some people, but I've also been getting a lot of support from my readers and just getting flooded with pictures and videos and links to what other people are saying. And this guy's name just kept coming up. People kept sending me links to his style. Oh, you should see what this guy's saying. You should see what this guy, you know. So I finally went over there and actually spent a couple hours going over his site. And, yeah, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, you're Victoria Jackson. You're a real person. You're played by Victoria Jackson. And, I mean, everybody's played by somebody, according to this guy. And, you know, I can't prove it, you know, but, you know, obviously, but to my mind, this guy just absolutely reeks of a COINTELPRO operation. Because, I mean, nothing could really go further to discredit. He seems to have popped up on the scene right about the same time that the whole crisis actors thing started seeping into the, you know, conspiracy community.
Do you think that, as you say, that he was a psyop in order to discredit the things that would happen, such as at the Boston Marathon, to give it to discredit the claims that would be made later on that would be legitimate?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think, that, you know, they knew this stuff was going to come up in regards to Sandy Hook and now in Boston and over in England with the Woolwich case. And, I think it was something put in place in advance to preemptively discredit that. Because, I mean, if somebody's, you know, really open mind and, you know, they're just learning of this for the first time and they go online and start searching around and one of the first things they come to is this guy's site, it makes the whole notion of crisis actors just sound absolutely absurd. You know, if you look at this guy's work, it's just absolutely ridiculous. The claims he makes, and yeah, his ear biometrics or whatever, he claims that he can, you know, you scientifically match people and prove that they are, in fact, and a lot of these people, they look absolutely nothing alike. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that, to me, yeah, I think it was a planned operation, and I think it's doing a considerable amount of damage to anybody that's trying to make a serious case that these events were not what they appeared to be when you got people like that running around, you know, making these claims that are just absolutely out of it's just ridiculous. So, I just, your name came up on there. You're on his Saturday Night Live page, you know. All the Saturday Night Live people are playing various people, according to him. Hilda Radner's still alive and playing somebody, and Victoria Jackson is playing you, and, you know.
No, that's ridiculous. I actually, on July 5th of last year, I actually sent Sciarrini and Jackson an invitation to be on my program. I offered him airtime, and I never heard back from Jackson. She probably thought I was crazy.
Probably. Well, she's a little crazy herself, isn't she? I mean, I've seen her on some talk shows and stuff, and she doesn't really seem to be all there.
Yeah, quite possibly. But certainly I offered him a adequate airtime to try to make his claims, and he never took me up on it. So, and I think, obviously, as you say, it was a psyop, and it certainly has been effective.
Yeah, I mean, he claims that John Candy played a role, who's also dead, but according to him, not. And, you know, they fake their death so that then they can become these other people or something, I guess. And, you know, John Candy played a role in the Boston Marathon, and Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg was one of the medical responders. You know, I mean, it's just like, dude, really? I mean, It's either brilliant satire. I mean, if it was meant as satire, you know, it would have some merit, I guess. But he's putting it out there as serious research and going on shows and presenting it as serious research. And yeah, I think it's doing a tremendous amount of damage. And I don't think that's just you know, happened by chance. I think that was very deliberate. And, I mean, I don't know the guy. I've never spoken to him. I didn't even know his real name, actually. He goes by, like, Dallas Goldbug or something like that, I think is right. His online uses.
I think his history includes work for the government.
Oh, does it? Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. So that's one obstacle that I've run.
You seem to be cutting out. Is it just me, or are you having some audio problems? Okay, so we lost him. Apparently, somebody doesn't want his information to be out. Maybe it's electronic harassment, but anyway, the producer will call him back, and we should have him back in just a few minutes. Again, his website is davesweb.cnchost.com, and he's done this multi-part article on the Boston Marathon, and it's certainly well worth reading. And some of his other work has been Apollo 1, which was about, and the title of the work is called Wagging the Moon Doggy. Something else that he covered was Inside the LC, the strange but mostly true story of Laurel Canyon and the birth of the hippie generation, which was a fabulous article, multi-part. I think there was over 20 parts to that. He also did a lot of work on September 11th, and his work is just really, really, really impeccable. He does a lot of research. His conclusions are very sound, in my opinion. And he's done 8 parts for the what he calls special report on the Boston Marathon, The Curious Case of the Man Who Could Only Sit Down. And he started this report on May 7th, and his latest edition, is June 5th, 2013. So do we have Dave back? No, not yet? Okay. Well, tomorrow, as you know, is June the 8th, and it is the date that back in 1967, June 8th, 1967, that the Israeli state attacked the USS Liberty. And their intentions was to sink that ship. Oh, okay. We have Dave back. All righty, Dave. Welcome back.
I guess my phone dropped out or something. I don't know.
Weird. Might be electronic harassment.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two articles actually right on the front, one on the front page and one on the second front page of the LA Times today, one saying that the U.S. has been monitoring all phone calls for like the last 7 years, and the other one saying that all the big internet giants like Google and Yahoo and Facebook and all the rest have been providing the government access to all of your data for like the last 6 years. So
right, and that includes Skype, which is what we use, what we are using now.
And YouTube, and you know, people like you and I have been screaming about this for years, and, you know, we're dismissed as conspiracy theorists, and now they can report it right on the front page of the, daily newspaper, and nobody even cares, because people are so conditioned, they'll just pretty much accept anything now that the government tells them is necessary for their protection and security, you know, so,
I actually had a friend, when I told her this, and this has been 3 or 4 years ago, she says, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what difference does it make? Oh, gosh.
I hear that all the time, I know.
Yeah. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave McGowan, a wonderful author. His website is davesweb.cnchost.com. And one of the ladies in the chat room said that, getting back to Sheerini before we move on, that he worked for several large corporations like Halliburton, LGC, ExxonMobil, Savage Design, as a senior multimedia developer, as chief creative officer for ESXEngineering.com, a Houston-based web development company, and as creative director for Ashford.com, also based in Houston. And somebody else in the chat room, Ed, said he just never seemed that intelligent to me. Or who said that? But anyway.
I was going to say, it's hard to believe that he has that kind of background, because the post on his website, I mean, the guy has, like, the spelling and grammar skills of, like, a first grader. I mean, he misspells, like, 3- and 4-letter words. It's just, it's unbelievable, this stuff, you know? And then you're like, you kind of wonder if the guy, if he is deliberate, like, he doesn't want that stuff to be taken seriously. I don't know. I really don't know what's going on with the guy, but, like I say, I can't see how it's doing anything but a considerable amount of damage to people that are trying to take a more sane and rational approach to looking at these incidents, you know. And as I started to say before I got cut off, is this not another group over at this website called September Clues, I think, and they've been posting stuff, and they got this long discussion forum opened up, and their whole battle cry is that all the pictures and all the videos are fake. They're all CGI creations that were actually created before the event, and that all of the people, all of the victims that are pictured are not real. They call them Sims. They say they're computer generated, and they refer to them as Sims. You know, like in the game, the video game or whatever, where you create virtual people to populate your world. And that's their whole battle cry, is that all of these pictures, all the videos, they were all created in advance, every one of them, from all different angles, all photoshopped and all just completely computer generated, and therefore there is no point in actually studying the pictures for the content, for what they show, because you're just playing into the government's hand if you do that, because that's what they want you to do, is waste all of your time looking at their fake pictures. And the reality that I have found is that the truth lies in the photographic record, you know, if properly presented and analyzed, reveals very clearly the extent of what we're buying. So this group of people to be out there actively steering people away from the photographs, actively telling people don't look at these photographs because they're just, they're completely fake and there's nothing to be gained by that. Again, it just seems wildly counterproductive to me. Just, I mean, I can't imagine anything more counterproductive than steering people away from what is essentially, to me, the Achilles heel of this whole operation. And they're out there saying, don't look at that, don't look at that.
Right.
You know? And so, you have to think, what I see is a very multi-pronged, effort. These theories, and then you have people that are just directly attacking me from other websites. So Fenton Dunn at breakfornews.com has posted stuff attacking me. The Joe Quinn, the editor over at Sign of the Times, has posted stuff attacking me. Some website called Houdini's Revenge has posted stuff, and I feel like I've definitely stepped on some wrong toes here or something, because
That's the way they work, Dave. When you're really on target with things, you're going to get attacked, and it's going to come from various agencies, entities. But you will be under attack, and they'll say the most ridiculous things about you, just to discredit you. Obviously, that's what's going on.
And I have to be very, very, very careful. I mean, I'm learning that I have to double and triple check everything before I post it, because there are so many red herrings being planted on the evidence trail, and my mailbox fills up with them every day. People who write to me, you know, seemingly sincere, claiming to be longtime fans, and, you know, I'm a friend of the site, I'm trying to help you out, and then they'll dump stuff on me, hoping that I will post it and then have it blow up in my face, you know, and these people, they're just waiting. They're just waiting for me to make, you know, to make a misstep so that they can, you know, add that to their list of reasons why you shouldn't take me seriously, you know.
Unbelievable. I think some of the most notorious and the most dangerous people are those that offer to help someone.
A lot of the people that are emailing me claiming, you know, they are not, they're either trying to pass me off bad information, a lot of them are trying to plant seeds of doubt. You know, I get a lot of emails that say, like, hey, you know, I've been a longtime fan, I love all your past work, I've been right on board with everything, but you're really off the mark on this one, and you're gonna end up with egg, you know, and, you know, like, they're offering me, like, brotherly, you know, hey, I'm telling you this is a friend, dude, you should back off, because you're gonna end up completely you know, I get tons of those, I get tons of false leads, some of them are deliberately, like, trying while pretending to be, you know, offering help. There's so much stuff, just such a...
Right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David McGowan. His website is davesweb.cnchost.com. And Dave, I'm sorry we ran into the break. I should have warned you we were coming up on a break, but anyway. I think that sometimes there are people who pretend to be dumb, they act dumb, they don't seem to have any real work behind what they're doing, and I think it might be purposeful. It's like George W. Bush used to act like he really wasn't all there, and yet he was quite bright, and I think it's to throw people off to think, oh, what, you know. It's just my thoughts on that. What do you think?
It's quite possible. This has been quite a learning experience for me in a way, because my mailbox is just overflowing with people wanting to help me, but most of that help comes in the form of trying to plant seeds of doubt, sending me off on wild goose chases, are just inundating me with so much information that, you know, I'm just going to throw up my hands and give up any hope of ever being able to weed through and analyze it all. And
you're good at. You're good at analyzing. Yeah. I think I would, if I were you, I would just do what you do and maybe just don't look at all that email.
I was following all the leads that I was getting, and it quickly became apparent that it was, Yeah, it wasn't all that helpful. So I'm just basically just sticking to my own instincts now and trying to just proceed onward and tell the story that I want to tell, which is a very visual story, by the way. It's all told through photos. So, you know, I mean, we can go over a lot of it on the radio,
okay.
But I highly encourage your listeners to drop on in to see it, because you really need to see the photos to fully understand the, you know, what really happened.
Right. And you started on May 7th, 2013, part one. And what caused you to really look at this to begin with? When you first heard the news about this event, what caused you to reevaluate?
Several things. One of the things, just the photos that were coming out, that were being splashed, you know, not just in the alternative media, but even the mainstream media and heavily on social media, Facebook and whatnot. These unbelievably bloody graphic images, particularly of this guy that's been identified as Jeff Bowman, the guy with both legs blown off, that was taken on a very, very high-profile wheelchair ride past all the cameras with, you know, these unbelievably graphic injuries on full display, you know, and that whole scene just didn't make any sense, you know. I mean, I was looking at these pictures of this kid laying in this pool of blood, which, first of all, doesn't actually look like blood. I mean, it's just entirely the wrong color and everything else. It doesn't, you know, as I'm looking at it going, wow, that really, you know. And then the fact that there's several pictures of this kid just sort of laying on the ground with nobody around, you know, with responders all around tending to other people, while he's just laying there all by himself, supposedly with both legs just blown off, both of his femoral arteries severed, you know, bleeding out, you know, presumably just seconds away from death, and just being completely ignored in these pictures. And then the pictures, and then the fact that they put him in a wheelchair, which made no sense at all, that you would put a guy who's had both of his legs blown off, you would transport him in an upright position, because, you know, if he
hadn't... That's the first clue, yes.
If he hadn't bled out already, he certainly will when you put him in an upright position, you know. I mean, there's nothing more counterproductive that I can imagine than putting this dude, this bottomless guy, you know, let's put him, you know. So that made no sense. And the fact that they wheeled him out in a wheelchair, they made no effort to cover his wounds, you know, they obviously wanted you to see all of that blood and bone and gore and, you know,
hanging flaps. And wasn't that a guy with a cowboy hat that was wheeling him out? I mean,
That whole scene just looks so posed and so staged and arranged, you know, with this kid in a wheelchair, which makes no sense. And they haven't dressed or covered his wounds, and he's being pushed by non-medical, you know, this cowboy guy out of nowhere, you know, and, the whole thing just reeks to me. And at first I, you know, and the reason that I titled I titled the series after him was, you know, at first I just thought that he was sort of the, you know, that not the bombing thing itself was basically real, but that him and maybe a couple of the other real high-profile victims were staged to make it look much more dramatic and to traumatize, you know, to just, you know, people aren't used to seeing stuff like that splashed across their TV screen and on the front page of their papers, you know. Reporters usually use a little more discretion with scenes like that, and yet here this was being shoved in our face. And so both the fact that it was being shoved in our face when normally they would have, they would not have, you know, broadcast that over the air, and then the fact that none of it added up when I was looking at these pictures, it just did not add up. And, you know, the fact that this kid was still fully awake and alert, hadn't even lost consciousness, hadn't lost any color, you know. It's just, the whole thing just did not add up. And, you know, like you say, the cowboy being there and you know, the cowboy and the American flag and, you know, the whole thing just seemed ridiculous. And I had heard the actor series before, going back, you know, quite a ways, and I've been very, very resistant to buy into that because it just, it seemed like a psyop to me, to be honest. It just, it seemed like a way to very quickly alienate potential, you know, people that might have the potential of being woken up, that, you know, to go after the victims of these attacks seemed entirely the wrong approach to me. It just seemed like a way to very quickly alienate and offend anyone that you might have been going to. So I say,
you're cutting out again. Have we lost Dave? Okay, we lost Dave again. So this is very interesting. All righty. Well, hopefully we will get him back soon. And I do hope that you will go to his website. And the name of the article, it's a multi-part. It's called Special Report on the Boston Marathon, The Curious Case of the Man Who Could Only Sit Down. And honestly, that picture, the video of them rolling him in a wheelchair. There was no IV in his arm. There was nothing to indicate that anybody was actually trying to offer him any medical help. And to have him sitting up in a wheelchair, first of all, a person like that with that kind of a wound would bleed out probably in 2 minutes. And to have him sitting up, and then I saw one indication where the actual leg, it was a video, a photo, the fake leg, the part of the leg that was blown off, supposedly, had fallen off and they had to reattach it. And so there's all kinds of photos and video about this incident. And there's a lot of photos that were taken by private individuals. And certainly, they all show such evidence that this whole thing was a psyop. And even if you look at the photos, I hope that our listeners have gone to the website, and that website is davesweb.cnchost. That's cnchost.com, davesweb.cnchost.com. And take a look at this, and just the photos, you have a lot of people running, you have a lot of smoke, and then we heard the things that it was a pressure cooker bomb, and then supposedly there were two people who were behind this, and one of them is now dead, and this individual was taken to one of the individuals was taken to a local hospital, and the other one was supposedly under a boat for some time, and with the authorities shooting. And I mean, my gosh, the whole thing is just a big fiasco. And it just seems to me that the first thing that people would be doing is asking a lot of questions about this. And I've heard medical people say there is absolutely no way that this guy in the wheelchair would be upright, that they would be handling this injury in such a way. He would, first of all, they would put him on a stretcher, and you know, it, laying down in a prone position. The next thing that they would do would be to put an IV in his arm, and I mean, I don't know what else they would do after that, but my gosh, it's just awful. The picture is just awful. And Dave said something that was very interesting. He said that people would be so traumatized by seeing this one individual with this horrific injury. And I think that is how the media indoctrinates. They present a trauma, and then they tell you what it is that they want you to believe. Okay, Dave is back.
I'm back. Okay. I'm very sorry. My phone is not cooperating today at all for some reason. I don't know where I was at when we cut off, but
well, yeah, we were talking about the guy in the wheelchair that's being rushed somewhere by a guy in a cowboy hat. Your pictures are excellent. You've put together such a nice nice array of pictures here so that people can actually go and look and see what you're talking about. This took a lot of work.
Yeah, it did, actually. Yeah, I've put a lot of time and effort into it, and I'm not done yet. I still have quite a few more pictures to get through. You know, I mean, everybody has a cell phone camera nowadays, you know, and most of them are very high resolution, you know.
Yes.
The pictures you get from cell phone now are better than what you could get from a digital SLR, you know, like 5 years ago. I think
right.
The newest iPhone has, like, what, a 14-megapixel camera or something ridiculous like that?
Right.
So,
and all this blood.
There are all these big, giant, high-resolution images that you can find on the Internet and you know, look at in detail, because some of these are very, very large images that you can blow up to massive size and, you know, focus in on individual people in the scene. And so, yeah, they're a very, very valuable research tool, which, again, is why, you know, it does make sense to me why there are people out there trying to actively steer people away from looking at these pictures, because to me they are very much a smoking gun. And when I first started on this, I was kind of excited because I thought, well, this is a real opportunity to expose something, you know, something that we haven't had before, an actual, you know, body of physical evidence, of photographic evidence, a photographic record of exactly what happened from taken from various angles. And, you know, this is like a gold mine of evidence, really. And so I've been doing my very best to sort through it all and make sense of it and present it in a way that seems to really be resonating with people. Judging by the traffic to my site and the email piling up in my mailbox and the fact that other websites feel the need to go on attack, it's obviously a story that's gaining traction and, you know, resonating with people that are coming by and looking at what I put together. So,
right. Now, you mentioned that the guy in the wheelchair, he laid there for some time, and you can see the process of the photos that you've taken, where he was and where he stayed, and then all of a sudden he's in a wheelchair. And all of this smoke, it looks like smoke to me. It's mist of some sort. And yet it just looks phony, just really phony to me.
There is some very strange artifacts on these photos, most of which I've gotten to, and very strange smoke patterns. If you look at the picture, which is one of the things that confused me at first, I was very confused about the sequence of some of these pictures and got slammed by some people for presenting them out of sequence, which I actually did, but that was because the actual sequence of the pictures makes no logical sense. If you look at the very earliest ones, there is a very thick cloud of smoke that's like localized just over the pool of victims, and that dissipates fairly quickly, and then the scene gets very clear for a while, and we get some very crystal clear images of what's going on, and then this much bigger cloud of smoke settles in, this huge cloud spins out into the street, and it lingers. So if you look at the pictures, you see some that are like crystal clear, and you see others, you know, when you gather these out of context on the internet, you pick up, you see one picture where you can see the people crystal clear, you know, this Bowman dude and the hoodie guy and all of these people that are in this one cluster of victims.
Right.
And then you see other pictures where they're completely shrouded in smoke. I mean, if your logical assumption is that the smoky ones came before the clear ones, because this explosion supposedly happened on the ground right in the midst of these people. So obviously the smoke cloud would have been densest right after detonation, and then it would have slowly dissipated, you know.
Right.
But that's not what happens. You get one cloud that covers the action, that completely clears, then a second cloud comes in, and then that clears. And then even after that one clears, there's this really weird, like, column of brown smoke right directly centered over with nowhere else. Just over where the victims are, there's like this brown smoky haze that just lingers over the scene for a long time after the rest of the cloud is cleared. And I haven't gotten to that yet in my analysis, but honestly, I don't really know what to make of it. I don't know if that was like secondary smoke devices that were used to obscure the action, or if that's just been photoshopped in to obscure what's going on, but the pattern of the smoke does not make sense. Consistent with a single device activated, detonated at ground level. It's not, there's either secondary sources of smoke or there's some photoshopping going on. Because
either way, it's designed to conceal something.
Yeah, either way, it's designed to conceal something, exactly, because it doesn't make sense. And that's what threw me off for a long time as I was gathering these images. I'm trying to put them in sequence, and it doesn't make sense.
Right. Dave, I'm sorry, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave McGowan. His website is davesweb.cnchost.com. And you have really put together quite a series here. You have all these links here. If people will just look at this, go through the entire article, the multi-part article, they will come away with I think what is inconclusive evidence that this whole thing was a false flag and it was designed for a particular purpose, probably relating to the Second Amendment or other things.
I believe it was in part, at least in part, to condition us to basically accept, what was essentially the imposition of martial law. And it wasn't the first time that it happened, actually. This year, there have been two incidents like that. The first one was in Big Bear, right here by my house in Los Angeles. And during the pursuit of the supposed ex-LAPD cop, Christopher Dorner, and they went into Big Bear and basically as a full-on military operation, they would storm it in there with thousands of militarized cops, with full body armor and, military arms and armor personnel carriers and attack helicopters and, it was a full-on military operation. And just like in Boston, they did door-to-door warrantless searches. They put everybody under house arrest and basically militarily occupied the city of Big Bear under the pretext that it was necessary to bring in one lone suspect. All was required to bring in one guy. And then they did the exact same thing in Boston. They basically put this city under military occupation under the pretext that they needed to do that to protect the people from this one lone, scared, unarmed, supposedly half-dead kid. And there's, of course, no debate, no questioning of that by the media whatsoever, whether that is a appropriate, anywhere near an appropriate police response. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we're, 5 months into the year and we've already seen two major American population centers placed basically under martial law. And I think we're going to be seeing more and more of that. And, we're sort of being conditioned to accept that as the new normal. To where it's just normal to see armored personnel carriers rolling down the street and drones in the sky.
I think that we've also been conditioned, or that many people have been conditioned by watching these cop shows on TV, where they have not one or two policemen go to a home, but a whole group, all in SWAT team gear, all with automatic weapons. And just to take out one man, or just to find if one person is there.
It's unbelievable. I mean, how much things changed, in my life.
Right.
I was going on break.
Right. We are going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.